Welcome to another episode, or maybe a continued episode, to Live-ish from the theme parks. Oh wait, no, that's not what it's called. Live-ish from Orlando. I think that's what we called it. I think that's what we called it.
He probably changes his name every time.
Probably, yeah.
So we know it's Live-ish. We got that bit nailed.
Live-ish. We're still here. Yeah. We're still here. We're talking about our day in Universal.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Well, let's not give the illusion away. Today.
Okay. Today.
No, it was Wednesday.
Well, I'm saying today is Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday today. I may point out that we are slightly out of sync with our recording because of our late nights, but yeah. we are still live-ish from Orlando.
That's the point, isn't it? It's live-ish.
Yeah, live-ish.
Yeah.
Also, go and check out our Facebook page, Theme Park Trader. We have done a few live videos.
Now, hang on. No, we haven't. We haven't yet.
No, we haven't yet. But we have. So we did some...
Through the wonders of podcasting.
Yeah, we did a little bit of the beach and yacht club. And we did a little walk towards the Baseline Tap House and Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
We're planning on doing maybe a little bit more tomorrow from Pandora.
Okay.
Well, Animal Kingdom. From the jewellery shop.
We might want to do it from the jewellery shop. Who knows?
We might do. I mean, pretty much earlier people did just watch me drink a beer.
So they'll literally watch anything, aren't they?
Well, I mean, Pandora's a significant improvement of me watching my face. Wednesday, we got to Universal pretty early, right?
Yeah, we got there for opening.
Yeah.
Or just after opening.
Like. So we got an Uber at about...
Yeah.
7 o'clock?
Yes, pretty much 7 o'clock. Good old Samuel.
Samuel, who looked literally... If anyone's played GTA San Andreas, it was Big Smoke in real life. I'm not even joking. He even had like the biggest... fizzy drink at the front.
Where you going for that
I've ever seen. It was massive. Can I also just point out that I am currently sipping a very nice chocolate martini
with ice.
With ice
and a like a chocolate
straw.
Swirl
yeah.
thing
that I got from the front.
Classy in your Star Wars trousers.
In my Star Wars pajamas. we're pretty physically beat, aren't we?
Yeah, I feel like crap. Some reason.
Yeah, you're getting ill.
Yeah.
My foot hurts. I've got a blister.
Oh, so have I, actually.
Yeah. I've got diabetes.
And
I was hoping that would be cured while I'm out here.
Yeah, I think that's what America's known for, isn't it? Curing diabetes.
Yeah, thanks, Obama. So we got to Universal pretty early.
Yeah.
And we headed straight to Despicable Me, right?
Yeah, because that one normally gets quite busy.
Yeah.
We didn't even have a queue for it.
No. It's an alright ride. I wouldn't care if they got rid of it.
Yeah, I quite enjoy it. It's
good. Do enjoy it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm not precious about it.
No.
I'm not precious about a lot in Universal, to be fair.
No, Mummy's I'm not good. Either.
Mummy's good.
Mummy's good, but I feel like that's one of the first that would go.
Yeah, given
it's
the age
of a dead franchise, isn't it, now?
Yeah.
Especially thanks to Tom Cruise.
Yes. Yeah, that was a weird
even
film.
Tom Cruise running can save that movie. And I've not even seen it. I know you have.
I've seen it, yeah. It's so.
Yeah.
It killed off their attempts at creating a...
Oh, this big universe, yeah.
The dark universe.
That worked well for them, didn't it?
Yeah, tanked after one film.
Yeah. And then we did Universal's hottest new attraction.
Yeah, it was so busy. They were... A dozen people?
At
least a dozen.
I should point out that we will probably do... So, although we're doing these live-ish episodes, we're going to do a trip summary episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I suspect we're going to do an episode entirely based on this ride.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to talk about.
There is. I mean, in summary, so the ride we're talking about is Fast and Furious Supercharged.
Yeah. Oh, is that the official name?
I believe so.
Okay.
I mean, I could have made that up. But if it is, there's nothing supercharged about it.
No.
Fast or Furious.
No.
I mean, I guess the only thing that... the only part of that ride that makes sense is the bit where you come off and go, and?
I mean, they could probably tear down the building and replace it with a massive turd.
Yeah, and that would
and
be
that
better.
Would be a better attraction.
I do honestly think that it might well be the worst, one of the worst, if not the worst, theme park attraction aimed at at all ages, let's say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not including little kind of kiddie banana boat rides and stuff.
Yeah.
An attraction aimed at all ages, I think it's up there as one of the worst attractions I've ever been on.
It's horrendous.
It's just terrible.
I mean, I don't see how they could have done it so bad, because just, oh god, the CGI in it is horrendous.
Well, I like what you said as soon as we got off, is it looked like PS2 graphics.
Yeah, it did.
And it does. It's just terrible.
You go on Harry Potter, and you go on Kong,
mm-hmm.
and you go on basically any 3D ride, which they have many to choose from, that are all older,
yeah.
and yet they are all better graphics than that, than that ride.
I think the other thing is, I mean, we will be honest and upfront and say we're not the biggest Fast and Furious fans.
But I don't think that matters.
I don't think it does, because I'm not the biggest Kong fan,
yeah.
and I think that's a good ride.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest Despicable Me fan, and I said I wouldn't mind if they got rid of it, but I think it's a good ride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's other Universal properties that I'm not particularly fond of, but I enjoy the attraction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this was awful. This was god awful. Yeah. This is literally, if anyone is going to Universal this year or in the future and excited for this ride, just don't bother. Literally, do not bother going on it. No,
I think you need to go on it to experience how horrific it is.
I don't want to contradict myself, because I do think that people should get their own opinions of things. But just go. We went in with a low expectation,
yeah.
and we were still shocked at how bad it was.
Yeah.
I mean, Vin Diesel, he's not a great actor, bless him. He pulls off Groot pretty well, but I don't think, other than The Pacifier, I don't think I've seen him in a movie that he's actually acted okay in.
He's a little bit wooden.
He's very wooden, he's very boring to watch, and unfortunately, when you're expecting a thrill-seeker attraction, it doesn't pull it off. It's just absolutely terrible. And I honestly don't think I've got a good word to say about it.
No, I don't.
The cars were nice.
The cars in the walkthrough.
But what about
the very long walkthrough?
Yeah,
they're obviously expecting big crowds.
Overestimated the queue there.
Yeah, that didn't really work out, did it?
Yeah, no. I mean, and those two pre-show rooms.
Oh god, I don't remember. Is there another ride that's got two pre-shows?
I don't know.
Avatar kind of has.
Avatar kind of does. Yeah, kind of walks Flight from of Passage one room does. To another, yeah, Flight of Passage does.
But it was just awful. They had live actors,
yeah.
so not even just screens. They had live actors. Actually, I don't want to call them actors, actually, because they were absolute garbage. One of them, the second one,
she was awful.
She was like, I don't know, she was in like her 50s or early
60s. I think she was older than that, yeah.
And she was just like, she was just bizarre. She was not well placed for the film whatsoever. The film is like, they're all in their like, I don't know, 30s or 40s.
Yeah.
She just was not suited to the film in any way.
It's basically like if Vin Diesel left my nan in charge.
Yes.
It was like that. And
at one point she made a comment when Vin Diesel came on the phone. No, it wasn't Vin Diesel, it was Dwayne Johnson came on the phone. And it was like, oh, it's the hot one.
Yeah.
It's like, you're like 60 or 70. It was just cringeworthy.
It was awful. And both of them are bad actors. And also, like, you tend to find, us British are not engaged with stuff like that at all.
Yeah.
Like, we hate that stuff. It's boring. We don't find it interesting. And I love that about Americans, that they do find that stuff interesting. And I think it's very different in two cultures. But not a single American enjoyed that.
No, I don't think anyone enjoyed that. No. Everyone just kind of walked out as soon as they possibly could.
Yeah.
She was still talking,
yeah.
trying to tell everyone to turn off your cell phones because you can't be. They don't want you to be tracked and all that sort of crap. It's like rubbish.
It's absolute. Yeah, I mean, the only reason they want you to turn the cell phones off is so that you don't record the absolute, atrocious attraction that you then board.
And it was so short, wasn't it?
It was. It was rubbish.
You drive around this little bit. And then you go into this one room where basically the entire ride takes place.
Yeah.
And that was it.
There's like a party scene that I just don't get.
Yeah.
The whole thing is just complete crap.
It was only about 3 or 4 minutes, wasn't it?
It was probably less than that. It was just... There's people that said to me on Twitter that they really enjoy it, and I'm sorry, I just don't understand.
Well, the people on the bus that we were on were like, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Did you go on the same ride that we did?
It was awful. It was... I don't think there's ever been an attraction throughout our podcast. I mean, how many episodes have we done? I don't know, like almost 150 now.
Yeah.
I don't think there's an attraction that I have ever, ever spoken about in such disregard as to Fast and Furious.
No, I mean,
I would go as far as saying I hate this ride.
Yeah, it fails in every possible area. It
doesn't get anything right.
Like, I know we said about this, E.T. is probably better.
E.T. is much better.
The first half of E.T. is great.
Oh yeah, we've said that.
The second half
yeah.
is garbage.
So you go back and listen to the Christmas episode that we did in 2017 with Diz After Dark, or yeah. Universal After Dark, I should yeah. say. And we kind of came around to the idea that the first half of E.T. is good.
Mm.
Second half is a mess, but. Yeah, Fast and Furious is for the newest ride on property. It is the worst ride on property.
Yeah,
and
I don't see how they could have done such a miss hit with that.
No, and I can't see it lasting.
No,
it's got no. It had no queue all day. Yeah. I think the highest we saw it was 25 minutes.
Yeah,
and for the newest attraction on property, that's not good enough.
Exactly.
I mean, Pandora is still clocking out about 2 hours.
Yeah,
and we're not in peak season.
So is Toy Story Land.
Yeah,
and you think.
Even Star Tours today had a queue of 50 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, Universal as a whole was pretty dead.
Yeah, like basically nothing was... Well, I think the longest queue in the entire day was like 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what that was. Jurassic was 35 minutes, but I think it had just been down. So presumably it had just come back up and
yeah,
everyone kind of rushed
I think
to
so.
It.
I think so.
But even then, it's like Spider-Man was 25 minutes, something like that.
Yeah, I don't even think it was that.
No, but we
I think
we
waited 15 for it.
Yeah, I mean, we were done by, what?
2 o'clock?
2 o'clock, and we'd done almost everything.
Yeah, but in both parks.
Yeah, in both parks. We hadn't done Kong.
Kong, Jimmy Fallon.
Rip Ride Rocket. I think that was the only three, wasn't it?
I think so.
Because we needed to get back for food.
Yeah.
So we didn't have a chance, but we will do them.
But yeah, we're going to do a poor reviews episode on Fast and Furious, and... I think yeah.
there'll be a lot of content for that.
Yeah, and you know
it's poor reviews of great attractions, so
we're gonna have to make
poor reviews of garbage attractions.
We're gonna have to make an exception.
We can do good reviews of garbage attractions.
That would be quite interesting, wouldn't it? I think we might do a 2-part, read the good reviews and the bad reviews. I think we'll struggle to find the good ones though.
Yeah.
It really was diabolically bad. I can't emphasize enough how absolutely terrible that ride was.
Mm.
I honestly was shocked.
Yeah,
I wasn't. The thing is, I went in thinking it was going to be terrible, and I still came out
thinking it was terrible. It wasn't even like, oh, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. It literally was as bad as, if not worse than.
It was worse than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I should watch all the Fast and Furious movies, and I would enjoy it more. But I can't see it.
I mean, the story is a very thin storyline.
It's awful. And you get Vin Diesel swinging on a chopper.
Yeah.
And I'm like. I'm not being funny, okay? For someone that hasn't seen the movies recently, I saw like the first two.
Yeah.
I thought they were terrible, so I never continued. I understand they've become these big action movies now, and they're not quite as bad as they used to be. But it's just a completely ridiculous storyline. Like,
yeah.
How have these guys not been put in prison? I get that the Rock is some FBI agent who is apparently still on the FBI side, even though the FBI seemed to be against him. I didn't quite understand what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, that side of things you probably get if we watched the films. But I don't think it would help the ride in any way.
No. It was just awful. It was just absolutely terrible. But moving on to the positives, because we will do an episode or two on that.
Yeah.
Moving on to the positives of the day, of which there are many. You lost quite a bit of change on Forbidden Journey.
Yes. Yeah,
we got to ride that twice in a row.
We did because
it broke.
It stalled, didn't it?
Yeah.
It broke down, and then the audio was still going on.
Yeah.
When we were stopped,
the projector was broken.
Yeah. So when the actual ride stopped, the sound Harry Potter's voice was still going, and then when it actually started, we got to the screen and the projector wasn't running. So
yeah.
It was literally just a dementor, a blurry dementor. And then the ride itself was moving. There was no sound.
It was quite weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was so weird.
It was basically the last scene of the ride.
Yeah.
So we pretty much got to ride it twice in a row.
Yeah. We just went straight back on, didn't we?
Yeah, which is great. I mean, I know it's not your favourite ride.
It's not my favourite ride.
It throws you about sometimes, doesn't it?
It does throw you about to the extent of change falls out of your pocket.
Well, if you're stupid enough to put change in your pocket.
Almost that far upside down.
It does. You're pretty much upside down.
Yeah. It does tip you up. I would hate to be stuck at that point.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Yeah. And it does that 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
So you think there's...
I always get worried that my phone's going to fall out. I know, strictly speaking, they probably should be in the locker, but...
I got mine in a zip pocket, so it was all right. It's literally just my change...
I kept hearing it going
everywhere. It was like I heard this noise and I was like, what the hell is that? And I put my hand down my back and there was like, I don't know, like $3 in change in the seat. I was trying to gather
it up. You
definitely
lost some on the ride somewhere.
I don't know. It all kind of fell into the chair. I left some in the chair.
And then he's got so much money, he doesn't care.
Oh, we're talking about change. I'm literally sat next to about $10 in change.
He's not lying as well. This table is a mess.
And it's all my stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, hang on, no. You got your chocolate martini, that's cluttering it up pretty well.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. And the Ziploc bag, which I think actually is yours.
That is mine.
Yeah. Jesus.
But yeah, what else?
We did Voodoo Donuts.
Oh, so that's fantastic.
The first time we've been to Voodoo Donuts since it opened, because obviously we haven't been to Orlando since last year.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And such good value.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate it's not Dunkin' Donuts value. I didn't expect it to be.
No.
But I expected the donuts to be at around $6, $7.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
And mine was $2, which I thought was pretty reasonable.
Mine was $3.
Yeah. But yours was massive.
But yeah, it was like twice the size of yours, pretty much, wasn't it? Almost.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 1.5.
Bragging.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was pleasantly surprised by the cost there for a theme park place to grab something to eat.
Yeah.
But I mean, really pleasantly surprised.
To be fair, it's independently run, isn't it? So
yeah, but I mean, even the independent ones, they jack up the prices, don't they?
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
And I suppose, yeah, it's maybe it's more expensive than a donut normally is. But
I think if you went into the park and you bought one of those big donuts, you'd probably pay more than $3. I don't know what their price they are, but you'd probably pay more.
But those
than
ones
three.
Are better. Voodoo Donuts was amazing.
Oh yeah, it was incredible.
I can't remember what mine was called, the Loop or something like that. And
yeah, something like that.
It was basically a big donut with like covered in Fruit Loops.
Yeah, there was nothing inside it, was it? It was just donut.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the Voodoo Doll.
Yeah, which
so
is
it's
which
a donut shaped like a doll.
Yeah.
With a
like a pin in it.
A pretzel pin through the heart of it.
Yeah.
And that had jam inside it.
Yeah.
Or jelly. Well, it wasn't jelly actually, it was jam.
I mean, it's the same thing over here, isn't it?
A jelly's more it's not rubbery, but it's more solid.
I don't think they have jam over here though, do they?
I don't know. I've had a jelly donut before and it was a bit solid. The jelly itself. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's just jam.
I don't know. Yeah, it tasted like jam.
Yeah.
So
just call it jam.
It was nice. There was a lot of jam as well.
Yeah, no, it did look good. And you didn't cause as much of a mess as your cupcake the other day. mine was great. I mean, I for those that have listened before, I think I've confessed my love for Fruit Loops many a times. Don't buy the Fruit Loops in the UK. They're awful. They've taken all the sugar out and they taste like cardboard. They're multicoloured cardboard.
Nice.
So don't waste your time.
It's like Weetabix, but multicoloured.
They're horrible. But this one was great, full sugared American Fruit Loops on a donut,
nice.
And I was living my life.
Yeah, there's a huge selection that they've got.
Yeah,
because I imagine we'll go back on Sunday.
I would have thought so.
I don't know what I'm going to do because I don't know whether to try another one or stick with the Voodoo Doll because the Voodoo Doll was amazing.
Yeah, see the same.
It's difficult because there was a triple chocolate one which had some kind of like cereal looking thing on the top, and I quite like the sound of that kind of crunch.
Yeah.
To a donut.
So that was great. Going there was really cool.
Yeah.
And then I went straight. I literally finished that donut and thought, "Well,
need more sugar.
I probably don't need more sugar, and I probably shouldn't inject more insulin because you know." But I went to Tusim and got a key lime milkshake.
You risked the health hazard.
Oh yeah, but my buds went through the roof.
No, I'm talking about the Tusim is a health hazard.
Oh yeah, they did get closed down for a day.
They got closed for a day due to sanitary issues.
Yeah, it tasted great though.
Yeah, nice bit of mould.
Yeah,
that's why you get the green one, so you couldn't tell
the difference. I'd never tried the key lime one before, but it comes with a little bit of key lime pie on the top.
Yeah.
Which obviously people know I love key lime pie.
Yeah, and that was gone in about 3 seconds, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was one bite, I think.
Yeah.
I think including that, I've had 3 key lime pies this trip.
Okay.
I think I've had one at Rainforest, one at T-Rex.
We haven't been there yet.
No, we haven't been there yet. We're going to talk about that next time. And one at the milkshake at Tutum.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a great day at Universal. You don't, this time of year, obviously until it hits the evening of Halloween Horror Nights, which we're doing later this week, it's pretty quiet. You don't need to spend the whole day there. If you get there for opening.
Yeah, we did both parks, didn't we? Well, granted, we didn't do everything.
And we stopped a lot for merchandise and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, I love the Halloween Horror merchandise. Is amazing.
We bought a ton of stuff.
We'll touch on that when we do our Halloween Horror Night one, probably.
Yeah.
But we did get a load of stuff. I think it makes sense because you buy a load of stuff now.
Hopefully we won't be picking up too much on Sunday.
Yeah, when we go on Sunday, we won't have to look around much for merch.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have exclusive stuff that's only available during the event.
I'm not sure. Not sure. Yeah, might maybe.
We can have a look and see, but.
So that was cool. I bought two Stranger Things t-shirts, I believe.
Yeah.
One Chucky t-shirt.
Yeah.
There's another Chucky one that I might get. And also a Stranger Things poster.
Yeah. Which I think I got the same two Stranger Things t-shirts and the poster, but I got the mug as well.
The mug's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a Stranger Things mug.
Yeah.
And it's got like the, Demogorgon's teeth inside the mug.
Yeah, it looks pretty sweet.
Interesting to drink from.
So then we got an Uber back to where did we get? We came back to the hotel, didn't we?
Yes, Rodrigo was our driver.
You do well to remember it, that.
Yeah, he was bending over backwards.
But he offered us a sweet, and my mum always told me not to take candy from strangers, so I didn't eat it.
I'm sure he had good intentions, but he offered us a sweet, I didn't eat it. And then he also offered to charge our phones, and I'm thinking, well, that wire goes into a box that I can't see what's in. So, you know, you always got to be suspect, haven't you?
Yeah, he was very nice, though.
He was very nice.
I wasn't eating his sweets, though.
Bless him, he tried to speak English, but he couldn't do it very well.
No, he couldn't at all.
He was Spanish or...
I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Not a lot of the time, but yeah.
He was a good driver.
Yeah, he was a good driver, nice car.
We rated him 5 stars.
Yeah, gave him a tip.
Gave him a tip, yeah. Speak English. That was our tip.
No, he was good. Because it was the first time that obviously you used Uber last time indirectly, didn't you?
Indirectly, yeah. Sounded odd. I didn't just step into someone's car.
But, it's the first time we've reused it. And I think it worked out about half the... Well, for one way, it worked out as half the cost, so...
Half the cost of a normal taxi.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. And then we got the bus to... Disney Springs for
Homecoming. Yeah, which was good.
I enjoyed it, as I did last time.
They tend to have a tendency to quite rush you in that restaurant, don't they?
Yeah, they did.
Andy, our server.
He was nice, though.
He was alright.
No? I had a Blue Moon.
Yes, you did.
I love a Blue Moon. Blue Moon on tap. So my local pub back where I live has Blue Moon on tap, and it's most excellent on tap.
It's most excellent.
Most excellent.
He's saying that while swigging, swigging from his chocolate martini. Had the same thing. We both had the fried chicken.
Yeah, fried chicken.
And oh god, I was so full after that. And then the chocolate. I ordered the chocolate cake.
It's the biggest bit of chocolate cake I've ever seen.
Five layers high and so massive. It was massive. I was like, oh god.
We will be sharing a lot of these photos on our Instagram and stuff over the. Well, basically over the next 12 months, really.
Yeah.
We spread it out.
Yeah. But yeah, I was so full after that meal.
And I had a pecan pie.
Yeah.
It was a chocolate pecan pie, and it was amazing. But we weren't done yet. Like, people were like, oh, that's a long day.
Yeah.
But we weren't done.
No, what did we do?
We went to Magic Kingdom.
Yes, we went to Magic Kingdom.
To watch Happily Ever After.
Yeah.
We met up with my uncle and my cousins and my aunt.
They just arrived.
They literally just arrived and met us in the Magic Kingdom for Happy Ever After. Well, actually, first of all, we met up with Michelle.
We saw Happily Ever After with Michelle.
So we sat and watched that with her.
Yeah.
And it was lovely to meet you, Michelle, if you're listening. Which I'm sure you are, hopefully. if not, then, you know, everyone at home thinks she's lovely. So it was really nice meeting her, and also, so she left to go meet her friends, to go to IHOP, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
The International
House of Pancakes. Yeah.
Sounds much better than IHOP, doesn't it?
IHOP sounds like a...
Mm-bop.
I always think it sounds like a delivery company, like a hire company.
Yeah.
Van hire company. I don't know why.
IHOP, yeah, I could see it.
It's kind of like U-Haul.
So she left, and then we met up with, as I said, my uncle, cousins and aunt, and did Pirates with them.
Yes, we were...
It was like 11 o'clock or something?
We were going to do Spaceship Earth. No, not Spaceship Earth. Space Mountain, but that went down.
Yes.
And then, so we went over to Pirates.
Yeah, so we did Pirates. Which was good.
Obviously,
Pirates is always great.
Can't fault Pirates.
And then we did It's a Small World.
Yeah.
We left them, we said we were going, which we had full intentions of going,
And then Ryan saw it's a small world and he just couldn't help himself.
Well, it's like 5 minute wait, wasn't it? If that.
Well, would you expect anything else?
Well, the other day we were there, it was like 45 minutes.
No, it wasn't.
It was, don't you lie. Don't you lie to our listeners.
I think it was like 25.
No, it was higher than that. So we did this small world and you loved it.
Every second.
We were front row.
We didn't have a boat to ourselves.
No.
Some stupid people behind us.
Why would you want that? What were you planning?
I don't know.
Serenading me. It's a small, small world.
Fancy seeing you here. It's a small world.
Ho ho! And yeah, so Happily Ever After was great. It's a great show, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's still probably the second best show in Disney World.
For me, it's my best show.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's okay to be wrong. it is great, yeah, though.
It's a great show.
It is good.
We faulted the song to begin with when it first came out.
On its own, it's terrible, yeah. But
when you're there,
yeah,
it's brilliant.
It is good. And Tinkerbell was definitely a man, by the way.
Was it?
Oh, it was definitely a man.
See.
Yeah, there's no way, there's no woman that is built like that. I've heard it on good source that it's often a man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder why.
I can't tell you my sources either.
Is it Tinkerbell?
No, it's not Tinkerbell. you can't say it's... You have to say that they're a friend of Tinkerbell.
Okay, is that
that's the Disney thing. If you if someone plays a princess or character, they have to say, "Oh no, I'm a friend of Stitch."
Okay,
that's Disney's official way of you have to. That's how you explain what you do. Okay. I'm a friend of Stitch. Okay. So that was our day.
I think so. Then we came back and crashed out. Yeah.
So yeah, that's it for this episode of Live-ish. From Orlando.
Ah, there you are. And just in time. There's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.